This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. On a super Saturday, this June 17th, it's U.S. Open weekend. It is Father's Day weekend. And here goes the entertainment gang that just Patty Suzette was just on, Tom Gribben, Kerry McNally doing some great video on our On the Tee Florida show. And I see that Ben Botham, my right-hand man, Savannah State sidewinder and Seminole coach, I'm going to need an entire sheet now for your resume.
I'll send you my resume, Mike.
But one of them is not golfer.
And no, it certainly is not. I already lost a ball here on the golf simulator.
Are those your shades?
Those are my shades.
Okay, I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, we're not losing them.
You're so bright, you got to wear shades. But I just saw you on the golf simulator. By the way, we are upstairs live at Ferg's across from Tropicana Field today, and we're going to be every day with our two full swing golf simulators. So if you're a golfer, come on down and join us. We're going to have an absolute blast. We're going to launch leagues on Monday nights. We're going to have parties on Thursday nights when we move our show from 5 to 7 starting on July 13th. So a lot of exciting times, but also great for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection to come down here afterwards. And I know you're looking at that ice pick vodka in front of you. You got to wait till the show is over.
Oh, yeah.
But they're one of our great sponsors, along with our friends at Sea Dogs Brewery and of course Shipyard Brewing and our friends at Body Armor. We got a jam show today, my friend. We're going to talk Rowdies, but we're going to have the Jesuit High soccer coach and Jim Hart, who will absolutely carry us as he did last week, and he'll do that each and every week. And then that'll be Eric Sims, and then we're going to talk to Matthew Walker. Remember, we talked to Matthew, Miracle on the Bay. We've got to get some more activity and get some more golfers. They only have 51 golfers right now.
Well, I think even Drew Garabo from 102.5 The Bone was hyping them up on the radio show.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he's now going to be a big proponent of that. I saw he posted on Facebook. He was hyping up the golf tournament that's going to be going on. So I'm very excited about that. So, you know, one of the best radio hosts in the Tampa Bay area. It's glad to see he's jumping on board too.
Absolutely. John Ruggles, of course, we had a little hiccup. We'll be there next year. I'm going to do a lot of events, we're going to get a rerun of the FCA Sports 7-on-7 yesterday. And then we're going to talk to Trey Johnson. Trey Johnson, actually, he went to Steinbrenner High. And then he went to Villanova. He was a Wildcat, played for the Steelers, Broncos. And now he's mentoring young guys and doing camps. And we're going to talk to him. Then you're going to talk baseball, and Alex Reba is going to come down. You guys can break it down. He and his analytics. We'll talk Rays, and what an amazing story. It just continues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Rays are looking really great right now. I mean, they're showing a replay right now in Bally Sports of last night's game. You know, we've taken two so far from the Padres here, and it's no longer San Diego. It's now Ran Diego. So I'm very happy. You know, the Rays are doing well, and, you know, it's a great time to be a Rays fan.
Well, Snell's on the mound tonight.
Snell's on the mound, you know.
He's not having the best of years. I was always a Snell fan. I like Snell.
I really was. And, you know, you can kind of see his career kind of change a little bit after he left the Rays. And I don't know if there's still some animosity or whether it's, you know, something mental. Maybe you can talk to our lady from last week who helps with all the mental stuff. But, you know, he really was a great pitcher for us. But the Rays
Cy
knew
Young
when
Award
to get
winner,
out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
2018.
The Rays knew when to get out. But, you know, we have a new Cy Young contender this year, you know,
Shane McClanahan.
And he's going to be a real contender for it. He's the first guy in Major League Baseball with 11 wins. So I'm really, really pumped to see how he's going to do the remainder of the season.
Do you think he'll be on the mound he'll be the starter for the All-Star game?
I know he'll definitely be on the All-Star team, but I don't know if he'll start, you know.
Who else would start?
Nothing against him, but I just want him to be in peak performance for the Rays for us, because no longer does does the All-Star game really count for much? And that's something that I really don't like. If the All-Star game did count for something, you know, home field advantage in the World Series, I would love for him to be starting. But, you know, if he doesn't start, it doesn't hurt my feelings too much as long as he's there in the game.
Well, I was listening to a show today, and apparently it looks like not one Ray will start in the All-Star game.
Really?
Well, because it's basically the People's Choice Awards.
Well, we got Wander Franco. He's the man of the people.
We don't have a big enough fan base, unfortunately.
Randy Arozarena?
When they had this conversation, I agree with you 1,000% that you could make a case for four people on this club to start in the All-Star game.
But
it's a popularity contest.
And that's why I don't like it. I don't give it too much weight when I think about who makes the All-Star game and who doesn't. But I do think out of those three have a really good chance just because Randy Arozarena became a fan favorite during the World Baseball Classic. He was on Team Mexico. He got a lot of fan support from that.
He's a showman.
Exactly. He crosses his arms, stands there, stares at the camera. He's an exciting ball player to watch. And we got Randy Land now too. And folks love Randy Land. And even MLB Network is hyping him up.
I saw that. And it's going to be tough to keep him. I mean, it's going to be a pretty penny, but if they have the continued success, I think, Stu will, start writing the checks to keep this nucleus together.
I think that, and because he has his stadium now, he has it almost completely guaranteed at this point. I think that he's going to be a lot more willing, like we've seen with him, you know, extending tickets, selling them at
all the creativity that's taking place.
Exactly. I think that he's going to be way more willing to spend a little bit more money on the star players that drive people in here to see the Rays. So I do think Randy will probably stay. He'll probably get a deal similar to what we tried to do with Evan Longoria when we signed him to that long contract. Him, guys like Sugar Shane McClanahan, you know, those guys, I think.
So we have some marquee players that they know are going to stay with the franchise.
Especially with the season that we're having today. I mean, we're the first team to get to 50 wins. You know, we have a really great chance to make it deep into the playoffs this year, if not the World Series. So I'm very excited to see this team, and I really think they're willing to spend some money now.
On pace right now for 110 wins.
Hey, I'll take it every day of the week.
Well, you know, one of the things that does disturb me a little bit, we have not been on ESPN Sunday Night Baseball. It's been a couple of years. And you know who's on this Sunday tomorrow?
Who's that?
Just take a guess.
Probably the Yankees.
Yankees, Red Sox. You know who was on last week?
Yankees, Mets.
Yankees, Red Sox.
The Yankees, Red Sox. Okay.
Just different parks, obviously.
Yeah.
That's just ludicrous. I mean,
but that
the
is
fourth the and the fifth team. I understand
that is the rivalry, but we've seen it from the players on the Yankees. They even talk
fifth place in the East, and I think the San Diego and the Tampa would have been a nice matchup. Storyline behind that with Snell on the mound. Mm-hmm. It has it all, but it doesn't have enough eyeballs.
Well, Mike, you even see the players on the Yankees. They're saying that the rivalry between the Red Sox isn't what it used to be. They feel like there's a bigger rivalry between them, the Blue Jays, the Rays, the Orioles. They think that those are way bigger series to compete with, not only because we're just better than the Red Sox these past few years, but because, you know, we play them harder. The rivalry, maybe it's just because guys don't stay with teams as long, but it seems like the rivalry between the Yankees and the Red Sox isn't what it used to be.
I would agree with that. You got scores from last night anywhere there, my friend? And then we'll switch gears and we'll talk the round ball with our good friend who's on hold, Jim Hart. And then we'll talk to Jesuit High coach Eric Sims. So, Let's go over those scores from last night, and then we'll switch from one round ball to the big one.
Yeah, we got the Orioles versus the Cubs. The Orioles took a loss against the Cubs in a 10-3 loss. I know that probably made you happy, Mike. I know you like your Cubbies here. And
I live and die by the Cubbies, and I'm probably going to die. I don't see another World Series for another 100 years.
Hey, I know that was killing my family up in Cleveland when they lost that one. I was riding high on the Indians that week. But we have the Marlins versus Nationals. Marlins took the victory there 6-5 in that win. Yankees versus Red Sox. Red Sox took a commanding victory 15-5, Mike.
I saw that.
Just quite the blowout from one of the worst teams in the AL East. Cardinals versus Mets. Mets, of course, took a victory 6-1. Rockies, Braves.
The Mets, and there's another flop right now at this point. But we're a few weeks away from the halfway mark.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, but you have to look at how much money the Mets are spending. The Rays have paid $1,602,766 $761 per win, where the Mets have spent $11,125,021 per win.
Per win?
Per win.
Just a $10 million delta.
Yeah, no big deal. You know, we'll just throw that cash around. Then you have, of course, the Rockies versus Braves. Braves are the probably second best team in baseball right now. I believe they have 44 wins. They won against the Cardinals in a score of 6-1.
Eight to one.
Yeah, they're having a tough year there. We have Blue Jays versus Rangers. Blue Jays took another win there, 2-1 against the Rangers. Another one of the better teams in baseball. And still, you know, the Blue Jays were favored this year to go to the World Series. And I really do think they have a great team, a lot of young talent.
They still make me very nervous.
They certainly do. I don't know. I think they're our biggest contender. As much as I
think. But we keep doubting these Rays, and look at the results.
Yeah, look at the results.
Keep doubting.
Pirates versus Brewers. Brewers took one there in a close game, 5-4. Angels versus Royals. Angels destroyed the Royals in a 3-0 ball game. Reds versus Astros, 2-1 Reds. Tigers versus Twins. Tigers took a 7-1 win. Guardians versus Diamondbacks, 5-1. Rays versus your Padres, of course, in a 6-2 victory. We're looking for the sweep today. Phillies versus Athletics, 6-1. The Athletics kind of came off of their win streak after we kind of dealt it to them in that last of the three-game series. You know, and they were hot there for a minute. I thought it was going to be a six-win streak going. I thought it was going to be Moneyball Part 2. They were going to start kind of figuring it out. They're beating some of the better teams.
And then
they
move them to Vegas for the big money.
Hey, well, Mike, Major League Baseball can always step in. They did this before. White Sox.
It's not going to happen.
It's not. But White Sox versus Mariners, 3-2. Mariners win. And Giants versus Dodgers. Giants win 7-5. And, you know, not a lot of fans there at the Dodgers game.
And those are brought to you by our Fergs from the Front Row, brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka and our good friends at Shipyard Brewing. This next conversation brought to you by Coca-Cola, Florida, and Body Armor, who have stepped up to the plate to help us with our Rowdy's ticket giveaway. And the gentleman that is at the forefront of this is Jim Hart. He is the godfather of soccer, especially high school soccer in the Tampa Bay area. And he's kind enough to join us. What's going on, my friend? I know you like to stay on top of the baseball, too. So you didn't mind sitting through some of those scores as we get ready to transition into the bigger round ball. How are you, man?
Great, Mike. How are you? And thank you for that introduction. And listen, if I'm the godfather, which I'll dispute that because there's a lot of good godfathers, then the guy you're going to talk to today is Michael Corleone, because Eric Sims is that next generation leader that's coming along.
Are we talking to Coach Sims?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Eric Sims. Yeah. No, this is Jim, and Eric's going to be on the phone with us, I think. I hope you guys have
absolutely.
Him on there.
Yeah, we're efforting him right now. Now, there's a gentleman with a diverse background here. As we transitioned from baseball to soccer, he played both collegiately. And very successful at the University of Tampa on the baseball side. They won the national championship. I can't wait to talk to this cat.
He's something special. He really is. And he's had success coaching and playing on soccer at locally, at high school, college, and pro level. And he's also had quite the baseball career, which I think you've seen his University of Tampa Spartan stats. So he can straddle that bridge between the two. And he's the future of high school soccer coming along for sure.
Yeah, and as he said, when you gave me that nice bio that, you know, was very detailed, I'm looking and thinking, is this another guy that he's talking about? I think preoccupied, and I saw that, and I'm like, oh my gosh, he had success in both sports.
Yes, and he played catcher in baseball, and he played goalkeeper in soccer, so it's kind of similar, but he also could get on the field and do quite well. And, you know, I first got to know Eric, Mike, as a part of a scouting report when my CCC teams would play Jesuit. And he was the up-and-coming young player that we had to look after in our games. So he's been doing it for a long time.
Well, he's kind enough to join us now. He's the Jesuit High soccer coach, Eric Sims. And Eric, just last week we had Pete Young on, and he kind of broke down the year that was 2023 in 2022 for Jesuit Athletics, and you guys obviously are a big part of that. Welcome to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Appreciate you joining us, and got your friend, of course, Jim Hart on the other side to ask the intelligent soccer questions. But bravo, man. I look at your resume, and all the years I've been involved in baseball, I've never seen anybody that had your success then transitioned into soccer and just as successful. Heck of a story, Eric. Heck of a story.
Well, I appreciate you having me on for sure. And I need to give Coach Hart a, you know, a bonus for all the nice things you said about me.
Well, you know, when you take a look at the success that the University of Tampa had in baseball, and you were right there in the forefront, 1998 national champions, how did you make that decision to play both sports? Did you do that at a young age and were just a blessed athlete with athletic skills and had a passion?
Well, so I think my parents, you know, instilled, you know, an attitude of, you know, do any and all. So whatever I wanted to do, they were willing to drive me to the games and, you know, coach me and do whatever I wanted to do. And I think what I had from really early was speed. And so, you know, that obviously helped me in baseball. But I was always more of a baseball player that played soccer, if that makes sense. You know, and I really was passionate about baseball, and I was a public school kid in eighth grade, and then this idea of going to Jesuit high school, which I had no idea what it was, came about, and, you know, my parents kind of made that decision for me, and I'm so glad that they did that. I'm so thankful that they made that choice for me because of what a great place it is.
Jimmy, got anything?
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. Jesuit is, have you been on the campus recently, Mike? I mean, they just keep adding.
A year ago, and I for my first time, after I developed a relationship with Matt and Miguel and Sal, I had all three of those teams, wrestling, baseball, and football, come down here to Ferg's, and I thought, geez, you know, they've come all the way over here. I should probably make an appearance on their campus, not that they would be that impressed, but I got there, and I was overwhelmed. I went to a private Catholic school that probably would have been a garage on that campus, but I was very, very impressed with the facilities and everything over there.
Mike, if we could put you in a time capsule and take you back 30 years, to when Eric was playing, actually, and when CCC versus Jesuit was one of the premier events, sporting events of any sport, really, the soccer game between the two. If you would have walked onto that campus, you would not recognize the current Jesuit campus. It's amazing the way they've built out the facility and, you know, to go along with the Jesuit education background, meant for others, the theme of the school, and all of the excellent academic quality. In addition to the sports, it's really kind of second to none right now.
Well, I can tell you from my experience that when I went there, it wasn't a beautiful place. It was kind of dated, and I can tell you the construction that they've done and the resources that they've given, not only the students but the athletes as well, is second to none and really impressive. You know, you guys stated that I played college baseball. I mean, the baseball facility is better than 95% of the college stadiums that I played in, which says a lot of their, you know, commitment to the athletics program, and also the support from the alumni who care so much about Jesuit High School and what it's done for them and what it's doing for their kids.
I've got to ask you, as a baseball guy, first and foremost, Ben sitting alongside me, he played at Seminole and now he's a coach over at Seminole and Savannah State. Was there ever any any friction between the University of Tampa baseball coach on your putting so much energy and focus into soccer, because some would say, as I'm looking at some of the records you have at the University of Tampa and where you are in some of the records, which is extremely impressive, there had to have been some element of friction and time constraints that the coaches had a battle over you.
Well, I can tell you the only reason why there wasn't was because of scholarship money, because they were sharing that. And, you know, back then, and, you know, the scholarship dollars there wasn't, you know, there wasn't a lot of it to go around. So I think they, you know, they supported that. And a funny story is my boss at Jesuit is Terry Rupp. He was my baseball coach at the University of Tampa.
Oh, really?
For all 4 years, yeah. And so, you know, obviously he wanted me, he would have loved me to, you know, put in the work in the off season to get better for baseball. But to be honest with you, I mean, he was a dual sport athlete as well. So he saw the importance of athletes doing multiple sports. And I think it made me a better baseball player, to be honest with you.
So your heart was in soccer, obviously, because you probably could have pursued some potential opportunity in the minor leagues in baseball, but you ended up going and playing in a professional soccer.
Yeah, I mean, I had a tryout with the Rays way back when, and they told me to go play independent ball, and I could have done that, and I just looked at, you know, minor league soccer was probably a more comfortable route. And plus, I wasn't a big guy, you know, and I didn't think that, you know, making it to the major leagues was going to be possible. So I chose to go the soccer route and did that for a couple of years. It was a great experience, but I realized at that time that I was a coach, you know, and that's what I wanted to do. So I kind of got into that all in kind of right away and walked away from playing soccer.
Well, and another, the other line, we've got, of course, Tim Hart, and the rubbing elbows with a great one in the coaching community and fraternity. How did you two meet?
Well, the first time we met was when he was a player for Jesuit High School, a freshman phenom, coming out to play against us at CCC. In those early days, there was a version of Eric Sims that had kind of a wild hairdo and would run up and down the wing and cause trouble. And it was just, that was the beginning. Now, Eric's had a really interesting coaching journey, which included stops at Gaither High School and a lot of other places. You should ask him about it. But when he was at Gaither, a young coach, you know, we would talk a little bit here and there, and then Eric really did something special for me in 2008. He hired me to work on his staff at Tampa Bay United Soccer Club, and I spent 6 years there working under him. And so we've crossed paths quite a bit over the years.
Yeah, well, I think my experience with Coach Hart is, you know, when you look back at all the success, and I was a 5-foot-nothing freshman, maybe 120 pounds. And, you know, you hear the stories and he sounds almost godlike. They are, you know, these mean, huge, just terrible people that we're going to play up against, and they're just unstoppable. And it's almost like they won the game before we even started because of their reputation. You know, and we had some great battles with those teams. And I learned quickly that, you know, Coach Hart wasn't this bad guy. He was a great guy, and he was doing it the right way. And there was a reason why they were as successful as they were. And he was a big part of that, of building that dynasty and doing as well as they did. And so I got to know him a little bit through that and, you know, competing against people you know, you dislike them while it's happening, but when it's over, you know, you want to know about them and you want to learn about them. And that's the big thing with me, is I like to be surrounded by people who are better than me. And so I jumped at the fact of hiring him at Tampa Bay United, because I want to learn from him. And, you know, it's been a great experience. And I think, you know, just the friendship that we have formed has been the best part of it, but I've learned a great deal from him as a coach and as a man. It's been awesome.
Thanks. You know, this is like a roast for Jim Hart. But you know, the reality of it, Eric, is every time I talk to someone, whether it's Ryan from the Rowdies or anybody that I meet relative to commonality with Jim Hart, they say the same thing. So I'm fortunate, and I'm surrounding myself with someone is well-respected, knowledgeable. Otherwise, I couldn't speak for 2 minutes on the world of soccer. But he's helping me with dummying it down, soccer 101 for dummies, and it's helping me a lot. And I appreciate and respect him for that as well.
Mike, you got to throw your arms around Eric and bring him under your fold, because he is the top high school coach in Tampa Bay at the moment. And Jesuit High School is the defending Champions League champion, and they've won 3 of the first 5 that we've had. So if you can bring Eric into that fold, you'll not only have a great person to help you tell the soccer story, but you'll also have that baseball angle working.
Well, that's what I like, and I've already worked on Miguel and Matt and Sal. I don't know why, but they're on my Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection side. So now I'm going to work on you, Eric, and we'll have some fun recognizing and promoting what you're doing in all high school sports. And that's why I love this segment that we're blessed to have launched, where the Rowdies, I've been pursuing them for a couple of years. They love the fact that along with our partners at Body Armor, we're going to give tickets to the high school world. And I'm sure your kids love going to those Rowdies games, because they're, you know, it's exciting. It's their demographic. It's their generation that's going to those games.
Yeah, 100%. All the guys love going to those games. Obviously, great atmosphere, great level. And it kind of really gives them something tangible that they're trying to achieve. You know, a lot of them have aspirations of playing at the next level and being a pro. And it kind of gets to see, you know, this is what I need to get to, and this is what I need to work towards. And to have that in our backyard is a huge thing for our players and the development of our kids. And, you know, high school sports is special, and there's nothing like it. It's hard to explain. You know, and for them to support that, you know, it's a great thing.
You're listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Mike Rickard alongside Ben Bothenham, of course, here each and every Saturday across from Tropicana Field. This is one of our high school segments brought to you by our good friends at Body Armor in Coca-Cola, Florida. And I got to ask both of you guys, you know, I'm in that same age group as Jim. We won't go any further than that. And I ran track and field at the Division I level. But scholarships were at a minimum for track. And I'm certain that hasn't changed. In fact, it's probably gone backwards, because there's not a lot of eyeballs watching that sport that I love so much. Ben went to Savannah State and played baseball. You opted for soccer and for baseball. And today's world, fellas, is there money out there at these colleges for these kids to play soccer that's equitable to, you know, baseball or the other sports, or is it still treated like a redheaded stepchild?
Eric, you should take that.
Yeah, so I coached for 12 years at the University of Tampa as an assistant under Adrian Bush, who's a great friend of mine. And you know, it varies, to be honest with you. I think on the women's side, there's definitely good amounts of money because of Title IX. Yep. And that's great. Obviously, the soccer side of things, I think it varies greatly depending on the level and also the division and the institution, because, you know, in the University of Tampa's, conference. There are programs there that are fully funded, have the, you know, 9.9 or whatever the scholarships are, you know, and University of Tampa is not. So it kind of depends on the institution and what they do and how they choose to utilize their scholarship dollars. But it's definitely out there. I think it's better now than it was 25 years ago when I was going through it. But, you know, I think we still have a little ways to go. But it's definitely better in terms of the scholarship dollars. But everybody tries to, you know, package everything together. So it's so important for these kids to do well academically so they can get those dollars, and then the coach can build their team by spreading out the money across multiple players, you know. So it's very important for kids to do well on the academic side as well as the athletic side in order to, you know, make it as affordable as possible.
I work closely with Eckerd College. I have Eckerd interns, and I actually want to reach across the bay and develop a relationship with the University of Tampa as well. But I talk to all their coaches, you know, and like golf. We have a golf show, and their coach is a great guy. The girls have scholarship money, but the men do not. And as you said, it's based on the institutions in many cases and prioritization of the respective sports. But I was wondering, you know, if it had changed a lot, but that's pretty much how if the Division II level or NAIA, you've got to mix and match the student athletes to make it all work. And that's a challenge in itself, especially in this day and age, fellas, of portal transfer, right?
Without a doubt. Hey, Mike, I got some breaking news for you, if you're up for that.
I'm always up for breaking news from Jim Hart, because I'm certain it really is breaking news that no one else knows about.
Well, that's true. So not even Eric knows about this, but he will be excited about it. So first one is, we've been talking with St. Louis soccer coaches. Now, Eric will tell you, hotbed of soccer in America, and as a hotbed of high school soccer. And to make a long story short, St. Louis is going to introduce the St. Louis High School Champions League. There are key coaches, legendary coaches, guys that have coached over 1,000 high school games that have taken this up. And they're meeting with sponsors this week, one of which is St. Louis City MLS Soccer Club. Their hope is to have their final at the St. Louis City Stadium. And they are following the template of the Tampa Bay Top 10 Champions League. And so we're working closely with them. So that's big. And the other one that might directly impact Eric is that South Florida coaches, Dade, Broward, West Palm Beach High School coaches, have organized, have gotten together. We've been working with them. And they're going to start a Champions League of their own in 2024-25. And then in December 2024... the Tampa Bay Rowdies are going to host a Super Cup game between their Champions League winner and our Champions League winner at Al Lang Stadium. So that's something to look forward to for Jesuit High School and all the teams around here. The objective is to go alternate the hosting. So in 2025, our winner will travel. Our intention is to raise money to help with those travel expenses, because the underlying thing on the Champions League is that it's free. It doesn't cost money for kids that can't afford competitive soccer. We pay for everything through sponsors, as you know. And so that's all cool stuff to look forward to.
Well, gentlemen, that's very cool, Jim. We're up against it. I got to take a hard break. Eric, I certainly appreciate you taking time. I look forward to meeting you, having you come down, bring some of the kids when soccer gets rolling. I will be talking to Ryan Helfrich, and we will definitely get you set up. The Rowdies will be emailing you the tickets to give out to the kids, and I know you guys will all have a great time. And once again, I look forward to sitting down, buying you a bite. Maybe I can gather up some of you, all of your coaches from and Pete Young, and come on over here at Ferg's, and Jim will come, and we'll wine and dine and tell stories. How's that sound?
That sounds great. I appreciate you having me on, and I'm available anytime.
All right, my man. Have a great weekend. Jim, I'll talk to you Monday. We got a lot to talk about, and another great segment on the world of soccer with our friends, the Rowdies, and, of course, Body Armor and Coca-Cola Beverages of Florida. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk, and we did this a couple weeks ago, and it's a great cause. It's Matthew Walker, Miracle on the Bay Golf Tournament. It's the 24th at Bayou Golf Club. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. The only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Yeah. Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
The Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. I'm Mike Rickard alongside baseball Ben Botham on a spectacular Father's Day U.S. Open weekend. And, of course, the Rays are on the West Coast taking on the San Diego Padres. I've been at that track. That's a beautiful city, and it's a beautiful place for their baseball stadium. So we'll talk more about that a little bit later in the show. Right now, this young man was down here a couple of weeks ago. It's near and dear to our heart. And, of course, Toby Hall was on the air with us. He's a big proponent and supporter. It's year number two for me, and that is the Miracle on the Bay Golf Tournament. It's the 24th. And Bayou Bay Golf Club and Country Club. And he's Matthew Walker. He's the CEO. He's the president. He's the man with the plan. What's going on, brother?
What is going on? How are you?
We're great, buddy. And right now, you need some more golfers for your event.
Yeah, so we have 54 player events. So we are looking for more courses to get to our of eight players. It is $400 for a course, or $105 per person. What we're also looking for is sponsorship. Our sponsorship levels are they are.
Check the bag.
Right. They are $2,500, $2,500, $2,500. title, pole sponsor, and golf cart sponsor. Once again, the levels are 2,000. Pole sponsor is 500, and golf cart, 250.
Well, of course. Go ahead, Matthew.
We are looking for more golfers to be part of this. Please give mcfl.com. Now it is.
You're breaking up a little bit, buddy. I'm gonna have Ben read that. You're breaking up just a tad. I don't know. It might be just the audio on this end. But hold on a second, Ben. Why don't you let the audience? Well, we got the better microphones. Let the audience know the details and what we need. Our golfers and we need sponsors. And
So the 2023 Celebrity Golf Tournament. The title sponsor is $2,500. Hole in one sponsor, $2,000. Hole sponsor, $500. And golf cart sponsor, $250. The event is June 24th, Saturday, 2023. And I did see that you guys got some support from 102.5 The Bones, Drew Garabo.
Yes, we do. Actually, Toby Hall was on Drew's show yesterday.
Well, and Toby's been on our show many times. He's going to continue to be on, and he'll be at the event, and so will we. And I'm going to reach out to Toby sometime Monday, and I'll reach out to you. We will get you some prize packages. We'll get you some gift certificates, and then you and I'll hook up about Wednesday. How's that sound, my man?
Yep. As always, Mike. You and Ben are more than welcome to come down.
We appreciate the invitation, and I'll talk to you Monday. Have a great weekend. My main man, Profiles and Courage, that is Matthew Walker. And again, give us the details there, Ben.
Yeah, so once again, it'll be on... Where'd it go? Sorry.
The 24th.
Yep. The 24th, the Celebrity Golf Tournament, Miracle by the Bay. Make sure to show up. You can even win a car if you get a hole in one. Mike, I
love those, and it's brilliant to do that. You get the insurance, and you look big time. I did that quite often in the past, and people love to play for a chance to win a car on a par three.
Yeah, I don't think I'm getting anywhere near that hole. I'll definitely.
I saw your swing. You're not getting anywhere near a golf course. All right, Matthew. You have a great day, my man.
All right. You too.
All right. That's Matt Walker, but a great cause. And Toby Hall, of course, we've had him on before, Chicago White Sox catcher and Tampa Bay Rays. His son right now is efforting his professional career. I think he's double A right now for the Milwaukee Brewers, in fact. Yeah.
Yeah, well, if we're talking double A, I mean triple A, I don't know if you saw this, Mike, but the Durham Bulls will wear a special uniform to commemorate the 35th anniversary of the film Bull Durham. You know,
great cinematic classic.
Of course, they're transforming the team name and logo into the Lollygaggers for one night, Friday, June 16th. The nickname stems, of course, from one of the movie's most quoted scenes, where the Bulls manager Joe Riggins, played by Trey Wilson, rips into the team's lackadaisical habits, saying, "You guys, you lollygag around the infield, you lollygag around the first, you lollygag in and out on the dugout."
That.
Yeah, you know what that makes you, Mike?
A lollygagger.
Lollygaggers.
So that's what they're going to team. Yeah, team will be. They love minor league baseball.
It's going to be right across the chest of their uniforms. It's going to be an orange and blue jersey, and of course it'll be played at the original Bull Durham Stadium, where I actually had a chance to play, Mike. It's a beautiful place.
I actually went in it. I was in the area. My sister lived in the area. I had to get a couple of photo ops. I love their logo because I'm a Bronco fan, and it looks just like the Denver Broncos logo. It's a great logo.
No, I love it. It's a great stadium to play in. You know, it's built well, and believe it or not,
Mike, who are you guys playing?
I believe that was North Carolina Central or North Carolina A&T. It was one of the two we were playing there. That's their home field during their home games, and except for the, you know, the one or two nights a year where they actually do a game at Bull Durham. But that was also the first game I ever played where it was snowing outside, Mike. The one time we get up there, it was snow all night, and they had
to get off the field. There's Georgia, Florida boys playing in snow. I bet that was a little shock to your system.
Yeah, I was warming up my hands in the bathroom with the hand dryer. You know, I'm staying in there trying to stay ready.
Did you pitch?
I did pitch in that game. Yeah, I had a couple. I think it was.
Did you get rocked?
No, it was 2/3 of an inning. We closed out the game, so it was a good game.
They brought in the sidewinder to get out of the elements, right?
Oh, you know it.
Hey, be sure to start your day each and every day with our Ice Pick Vodka, Sea Dogs Brewery, Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, 2-Minute Sports Update. It's on across the terrestrial airwaves, but we also have it on social media. Go to our Facebook, Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. It's a cool little thing. We've collaborated with Ice Pick and Sea Dogs, and it gives you a recap of what happened the day before in the world of professional high school and as well as collegiate sports. And I'm proud of that. We just launched it three months ago. Joe Geiger, our Cracker Jack Boca Ciega intern, the man behind that. So each and every day, just go ahead and log on to Florida. You haven't even done that yet. Onto the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. And a little plug for FloridaSportsStream.com. We're adding content as we speak, and looking forward to that. Of course, we're on the Tantalk Family Station, our flagship 106.1 FM, AM 1340. We've got Matt on the controls up there in Clearwater, Tampa St. Pete, 102.3 FM, AM 1350. Dade City and 104.2 FM, AM 1400 Zephyr Hills. And as I said, a new launch, FloridaSportsStream.com. It will be all sports from the peewees to the preps to the pros. And we're going to be doing live high school sports with Brad Richardson, our man with the plan, and looking forward to that. And as I said, maybe as we get closer to the playoffs, we're going to launch Baseball Ben Botham in your own podcast.
There we go, the Botham Line with Ben Botham.
I love that. You up for that, my man?
Hey, I'm always for it, Mike. You can't get me off the airwaves.
Well, you usually come up with some unique factoids. You got anything today that you dug that you're out there looking for creative content that no one else has?
Well, I don't know if you saw this, Mike, but John Sterling of the New York Yankees, he got hit in the head by a foul ball.
Did you hear the call?
Oh, I heard the call for sure.
Oh, dude.
Yeah,
holy hell.
He took it like a champ. He's like, and that's the ball coming back. Ow, ow. But he kept on going. He's like, and there's a runner on second. You know, just kept on going.
Right in the freaking throat, man.
Yeah, but I don't know if you saw this. Justin Turner, the guy who hit the foul ball, he signed it to him saying, "To John, no matter where you sit at a ball game, you're never safe."
I did not know he did. That's pretty cool, though.
And then also, of course, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're bringing back the creamsicle uniforms this year. Week 6 versus Detroit.
They were pathetic.
You don't like the creamsicles, Mike?
Well, first of all, I'm a Green Bay Packer fan.
Oh, geez.
And I remember when your Tampa Bay Bucks came, I can't remember what the name of the division was, but they came and played in that division. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, that's really great geography and logistics. Makes about as much sense as the Big Ten does right now. And I thought, God, that color doesn't exude getting your ass kicked, you know, and knocking somebody out. Oh, it's a cream puff color, man.
No, I love the creamsicle uniforms. I was just mad
cream
I didn't
puff, get cream colored.
I was just mad I didn't get to see Tom Brady in a creamsicle uniform. That's really what I wanted to see. But for everyone that wants to see those uniforms back out on the field, it'll be Week 6 against Detroit, October 6 versus Detroit. So make sure to get out there for that.
And I'm telling you, Detroit right now is one of those dark horse outside. Well, to win that division, the Packers have been the kings along with the Minnesota Vikings, but both those clubs' futures are in question right now, rebuilding process, and the Vikings are getting rid of their talent. I don't understand that, but We'll see what happens. Detroit Lions are going to be tough, and there's a lot of question marks in the camp as they just finished their mini camp with a few question marks. And number one, starting quarterback.
Yeah, that's very true. But also, now that this is Father's Day, Mike, Panini, one of the top card producers for sports cards, to celebrate Father's
Day. Of course, you had to come up
with. I had to, but to celebrate Father's Day,
factoid.
Panini is offering a promotion this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 16 to 6/18. If you spend $50 or more at your local card shop, my preferred one, of course, is Wonder Water up on US 19.
What's the name of it?
Wonder Water Cards Shop. It's a great
place. You let them know that we're giving them plugs on the air.
Hey, I'll let them know.
Deals.
I'll let them know next time I'm there. But if you spend $50 or more on Panini products, they'll give you a free pack of Father's Day cards. Also, if you spend $125 or more on Panini products, you'll receive three free packs. And these are all specialty, like numbered.
Do you want to adopt my kids just for the weekend so you can go get a deal?
I wouldn't mind it, Mike.
Yeah, I got Ben, Michael, and Michaela.
Yeah, I think they have a limit of five packs per person because these are exclusive cards with exclusive parallels specifically made for Father's
Day. And it's not per kid?
It's not per kid. No, I think it's per
I would
business.
Think that you'd start getting real creative.
Yeah, guys, you're going to
foster parent for a day.
Start bringing in kids off the
street.
What
are you doing today? Here's $10. Get in my car.
We're going to go get some sports cards.
Do you have any relatives that would let you do that?
Not a lot.
Probably not.
I didn't find out with you. We're going to have to hop on one of those babysitting apps, Mike, and get some kids. Tell them we're taking the kids for a stroll.
You've got a great reputation and you're a teacher. So, yeah, that's what you need to do. You need to
sign them up for a field trip, Mike.
Trip to the card shop.
Well, once the year starts, I'll make sure to get all the parents to sign the permission slips, and we'll get them right out the door and up to US
19. Oh, my God. Hey, I'll do a little plug for where we're at. Now, isn't this a cool setting now, our new clubhouse studio for On the Tee Florida? I think we're going to use it.
This is great. This is better than being out on the golf course. It's air conditioned. You have a wonderful golf course right in front of me. I see some houses I can hit a ball into.
That's Pebble Beach, baby.
That's Pebble Beach. I know I'm going to break a couple windows.
Between you and Oscar, Oscar already lost a ball. He's grounded. And I don't know where the hell yours – did you just go up into the
– No, we got it. We got it. See, there's balls.
No. He reached in there and got another one.
I'll take a look for it, Mike.
But anyway, these are our new golf simulators down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Make a reservation and come here and play today. In fact, it's $50 an hour Friday through Sunday, $40 an hour Monday through Thursday. Open play. Reservations. I'll be here during the day. We're just getting ready to launch that. We're going to have leagues, Monday night leagues. There's more information on that as well. Go to On the Tee Florida, our app, On the Tee Florida. Sign up for a league. It's only $99, and that gets you all your league play for 6 weeks. And in fact, we're going to have all kinds of swag. We've got Great Bay and Michelob Ultra. We've got Yingling involved, and we've got Shipyard. We've got Shipyard, Ice Pick, and, of course, Sea Dogs Brewing. And we're going to be giving away all kinds of swag and gift certificates to Ferg. So looking forward. I see how you're holding on to that bottle of Ice Pick. We got another hour, man.
Hey, I know it, Mike. There's some cool stuff going on with indoor golf leagues and stuff. I don't know if you saw it, Mike, but Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy are starting
McIlroy,
their very own indoor golf league. So, I mean, Ferg's is coming in at the right time to start doing
this. The world of golf, Ben, I know you're not involved in it, but I think you will eventually. You want to start playing. Has blown up ever since COVID.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have to start getting my swing back in shape.
Golf simulators are being installed all across America. I've been talking to the people of Full Swing from Carlsbad, California, and I will tell you what, it is absolutely the hottest thing right now. They're a lot of fun. They're great for parties. That's down here at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill. When we come back, second hour, we're going to talk a little 7-on-7 with John Ruggles, FCA Sports. And then Trey Johnson, he's got a youth football camp. He played for the Broncos and the Steelers, and he's just a mentor, a leader of young men. And Brad Richardson, of course, he'll talk about his moment of fame across the street doing the All-Star game.
Yeah, the All-Star game. What a great job he did.
All right. We'll be back for hour number two on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.